For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Dingo.
There we go.
We're in.
Dingo.
We're in the octagon of podcasting.
All three of us for the first time.
We're back.
Since
it's pretty much
since the pilot.
This is a reunion. This is like a degenerate reunion.
This is like when the Eagles got back together.
Let the fighting begin.
The original band.
This seems like, actually, it seems reminds me of the holding tank from the beginning of that movie with Kaiser Soze.
Oh, Jaws? Usual Suspects?
No, The Usual Suspects.
You mean Star Wars?
No. Sam got it, actually.
Oh, so you want me to quit guessing movies?
Yeah.
All right, Tootsie was my next guess.
Oh, that was right, actually.
We did essentially 1.5 podcasts, and then we imploded. We broke up like the Beatles.
This is the first time I've all been back since that second one?
Yes, dude.
Because you went on two weeks in a row, you were gone.
Yeah.
I couldn't be here last week.
Wow.
Yep.
Tebow.
I'm the only one that's been here, Tim, which is why I was pitching the original name. What was the original name supposed to be, Ari?
Teeb and Other Guys.
Yep, Teeb and the Other Guys.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, no, let's make it more sports stuff. And I'm like, well, you watch. You fuckers are never going to even be there.
Well, that was your second pitch. It was like, how about this? It's a sports-related show called Teeb and the Other People.
Right.
And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's almost the same thing.
Yep. Yeah, I almost I have to veto both of those.
Yeah.
So we're back. Ari was in Toronto. How was that?
Fun as shit, man. All these rocker chicks from the hotel room. It was
dude,
part
you're
of the
big
music
in
festival.
You're big in Canada.
I'm way bigger in Canada than America.
Aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even Tony Hinchcliffe was saying, because, you know, he's been on Death Squad, that people were stopping him as he's walking down the street.
In Canada, man.
Canada's the shit. I'm there at the end of April. I'm very excited.
In Edmonton?
Yep.
That's a cool club. You'll like that.
I'm making shirts as we speak.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm making two of them. One is Sam Tripoli one, and then a black cock bomb shirt.
You do the one we talked about?
With the thing? Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And we'll sell them. We'll work on something. I'm trying to talk to that guy, Skank Tees, about just doing it where you can make it, where I could sell some at the show, but also you can go on websites
and just get them.
Click them, and he'll shoot them as they go.
We're building a website here right now, by the way.
We can
sell some merch. Punch Drunk? Yeah, it should be like 3 weeks.
We should get a Teeb and the Guys shirt.
Yeah.
Alternative names that could have been.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't mind that to see who people's favorites are.
It.
Just go Teeb and the Guys, Sam and other people.
Watch
Ari
that.
Oh, no. I can already tell. I'm either loved or hated.
You don't want to see that number.
Yeah.
How many people buy that Sam and other people shirt?
Sam and the Other Guys.
Had a naughty show that went really well. Just thought things are great, man.
The store was great.
It was top five, man.
They have a big stage here. It seems like you can do more room and walking around there, right?
And you know where another reason I like it there is like coming out of the back, because the green room is right behind the stage.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many things.
It's easier for characters that way, right?
Exactly.
What I like about the main room at the Comedy Store is you get that room for the night. It's not like you have
to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like somebody told me that once, Jeremiah, you know that kid Jeremiah?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm trying, everybody's going a little over, we're going to run out of time. I was like, is there a second show here? He's like, no, but they want us to be done on time. I was like, because they want to go home.
Yeah.
You can go 20 minutes over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You're talking about letting some comedians do their whole set. Just fucking relax, bro.
Yeah. I mean, the thing at the Improv, which is a phenomenal club, but they have like three shows in the night.
You don't want to delay anybody, but if you're not, then relax.
But the Improv's great because your spot's at 8:15. At the latest, you're going up is 8:20.
8:17, 8:20, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's The Office. I consider that The Office.
Yeah, Comedy Store, if you have a 12 o'clock spot, you might not get up for 2 days.
Yeah.
Depending on who shows up.
It's the worst when you show up there and like, oh, yeah, I know I had you on at 11:10, but So probably made 115.
Yeah. And just there's no even rules to the pop-ins ever.
No.
That's the worst part of it. You're like, why is this person up there?
And there's a lot
of
celebrity.
Well, we got Bama. You're like, that makes no sense.
There's a lot of celebrity pop-ins. Like, the Improv has that chunked out when they call and say they're going to show up.
That's nice.
Comedy Store is just like, whenever this person shows up, you know what I mean? Like, he's going wherever he wants. You know, if Chris Rock's showing up.
It's not even like, and there's no rules to, like, a certain
level. It's anarchy there. It's complete anarchy.
It is.
It's like, that's what's nice about it, and that's what sucks about it.
Yeah, it really is. Like, nowhere else do the inmates run the comedy club like the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it can drive you crazy if you get too much into it.
Yeah, it can. All right, let's talk about sports.
Yeah, I'm in, man. What do you want to start off? UFC, some NFL, some NBA? What do you guys want to start with?
I say we start off with college basketball, Final Four.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, we haven't been back since.
I cannot believe. I was tied with you first week, Triple A at the bottom, and Teeb was already by far ahead of me.
Yeah.
I'm calling up this.
You're our only hope, Anakin. Luke Skywalker, you're our only hope.
I think I really fucked. Carolina really fucked me.
They fucked me, too. That was my only chance of beating you, Teeb.
I have two of the Final Four. There's no way I can win. And the person that's in first,
who'd you have? Who are your two?
In the championship? Or
yeah.
It was Carolina and
Kentucky?
Kentucky, yeah.
I had Louisville. I was very excited about that.
I did have Ohio State in my Final Four.
Oh, really?
I had Ohio State in my Final Four.
I was tied with you
after the first two rounds, and you had like 300 possible points remaining, and I had like 1,200. And I'm like, oh, I'll fucking skate by you.
But I also had Ohio State. I had Ohio State.
Where'd you go wrong, Ari?
Losing to Armenians. That's where I went wrong. If I do that, if my dad will disown me, I'll be out of the will.
So you can't even beat Tripoli.
I don't think I can anymore because I'm missing everybody now. I got Kentucky. Do you have Kentucky in the final?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah,
but I don't have them winning though. I have
Carolina winning.
Yeah, so you're
balls.
Fucked. Missouri fucked everybody.
The guy that's in first place, I don't remember his name, but I was looking at it this weekend in our brackets thing. Not only is he's in first place by like 30 points or something, but his championship game is Kentucky Ohio State.
Oh man,
which is very doable. I don't remember, but
I'm calling it up.
It's very doable, and like nobody had that.
No, nobody had that. Ohio State people are like, that's a good team to lose.
He does.
But once in a while you get I think UNL, not UNLV, ESPN had something where they had 6 million. Brackets filled out, and after Missouri lost, there was only five left.
Who could get it?
Who could?
100%?
Yeah.
After they lost, what, in the first round?
Yeah, because Missouri went out, it effed everybody. It totally screwed everybody. But if you're picking, like, if you
saw... It's so impossible to pick all of them, right?
But somebody always does it, or they come down to the championship game with a chance.
Yeah, but it takes 6 million people to fucking get one
person. Yeah, and it takes a guy doing, like, 20 brackets or 100 brackets. Like, if you only have one bracket and you got it, you're a bad dude.
It's tough to pick Baylor last year to the Final Four when you have one bracket, but fuck it.
Somebody does, dude. There's somebody in Texas that does it that's like... On the Baylor wagon. Dude, they put up a good fight. I mean, Kentucky's so tough, dude. They're just tough.
Dude, they could have the top two picks in the next draft. The top
easily.
Two.
Really? Sure. Carolina could easily be there if not for that point guard getting injured. I mean, they could easily be there. They were down one with two minutes left. They got outscored 12-0 at the end.
You could say that about Syracuse, too?
Yeah. The problem is they lost their backup point guard early in the year. So when he went down, when the starting point got, they're like, fuck, we got nothing.
You know what's weird? Why do I like North Carolina but hate Duke? I know why I do, actually.
I don't like either one of them. It's because of Jordan.
I hate Duke because they screwed UNLV's perfect season. So I always hate Duke.
I hate because they're a bunch of white people and fuck Duke. How about that? There's no need a reason. Fuck Duke.
I hated Bobby Hurley.
Ugh.
What'd you hate about him? His teeth?
His nose. He looked like a little rat.
Yeah.
He looked like a rat.
He had those horrible teeth. Christian Laettner is just horrible.
There was somebody playing for NC State.
Laettner. God, I hated Christian
Laettner. Everyone
hated
Laettner. I made a real thought. I was in Israel at the time, and the Hornets got a high lottery pick for the
And
for
this
the
was
NBA.
When they're in Charlotte.
Yeah. I think they got the number two pick. This is Alonzo Mourning. And there was a chance they were going to draft Christian Laettner. And I was like, guys, don't tell anyone, but if that happens, I'm going to go and murder him.
Yeah.
No one will expect it. They won't think I have any motive.
And you'd probably get your jersey retired if you did that.
Maybe.
That might have been my least favorite college basketball team of all time.
God. That turnaround.
But Coach K is
no,
a classy
fuck him.
Dude.
Fuck him.
No, he's
fuck
a classy
his class.
Dude.
I agree
Take
with
it out
you.
Of
my asshole. Fuck his class.
You hate class in
he
your ass?
He dyes his hair. How about that? He's not 40. He's not 40 anymore. Why does he still look like it?
I think you're mad.
That is a weird move.
Yeah.
The old guy with the jet black hair.
Yeah.
No, you're mad because he's rocking the Hitler haircut. That's why he still has the Hitler haircut. And you're mad.
Tebow, you're in 10th place.
And wow, that's still respectful.
Oh, it's so respectful. Out of 150?
I'm so impressed that we got 150 our first time in, like, a week into our podcast.
I am too.
117.
That's pretty impressive.
And how many like possible points do I have left or something like that?
You have trouble because
I'm fucked.
Almost all the people ahead of you have one guy is Kansas, the rest have Kentucky. So like the top three all have Kentucky. Then fourth has UNC, so you can take him. Then the next two have Kentucky.
Yeah.
Then UNC, then Kansas,
I'm
then
fucked.
You're the one with Kentucky. Yeah, you have 480 points possible remaining.
Yeah.
So does everybody else with Kentucky or more.
Next year I'm gonna do two brackets.
No, so no.
I should finish
one bracket. Like, I already said, anyone who fills out two brackets, if I see a second bracket on there, because you can't get in or out now, if I see a second bracket on there, disqualified. No t-shirt.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, he's dropping the Jew hammer.
Well, I want to do one where
Or average out the two. How about that? Average out the two?
How do you average out the two?
Somebody? Whatever points you get in one and whatever point you get in the other. Here's how averages work, Sam.
Okay.
you take two numbers.
Okay,
and
I wasn't thinking like that. I was just like, how are you going to pick what teams in your team now?
Did you notice?
Luck I'm fucked. Nasty, I can't who do wasn't first, now at 24th.
Yuck Nasty
he
dropped.
Took a couple.
Yeah.
So the best I could do is probably like 8th or something.
And Yuck Nasty needs to make us a song. He said he was going to make us a song for this podcast.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Keep it short, though. Keep it short.
Under 6 minutes.
He'll do a mini series on you if he has to.
He's got that classics. He's such a Naughty Show fan that his intros are like 4 minutes long. Like
yeah,
yours
he is
are.
Great. His Naughty Show intro is phenomenal.
We're talking about 25 seconds. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah, we're looking at 32 at the most a minute.
At the most 32 seconds.
Okay, I'll go with 45 seconds.
Okay, Trivoli, you're in 41st.
That's not bad. I'll take that.
That's not
pretty,
bad.
Pretty crappy, bro. What about you, fuckface?
60 seconds.
God,
that's
damn.
Still.
I was going so strong.
You both finish in the top half.
If Carolina had just won that game,
if I finish in the top half, I'll feel good because I got screwed over by UNLV.
There's no way I finished in the top half. It's just
you
not
also
happen.
Picked somebody else.
Florida
going
State.
Far.
I had him winning it.
You had a boner.
Oh yeah,
for Florida State.
Boner. What is that?
Hard boner,
you
like
did.
Rock hard, veiny boner.
You like watch
real
them play?
Hard.
Okay, take it easy there, Florida State.
Yeah.
you watch them play a game or something, and you're like, these guys are
no,
solid.
No, because
something.
They. Yeah. I mean, you gotta be pretty good when you go into Duke and beat Duke, and then you beat North Carolina and Duke twice in 1 year. I mean, that's like fearless, and it's. Florida.
I know, but here's the problem. They did those things, and they won the ACC tournament, so they got ranked higher than they sort of should have been ranked because of that. So they had to face, like...
the higher you're ranked,
right.
The
bad
easier
example.
Your...
Bad example, yeah.
The easier your go. I just think they just peaked. The thing is that... Missouri screwed everybody.
Sometimes there's an emotional letdown. After winning the ACC tournament, that's like a big thing to win.
Right.
Sometimes there's an emotional letdown.
Does Kentucky run away with it?
I think...
Is the rest of this Final Four pretty much what people think fucking Evans, John Jones is going to be?
Kansas is a really good team.
Sure.
Ohio State. I mean, these are all really good teams.
But
don't forget, Kentucky lost in their championship game to who?
Vanderbilt.
It's like they wanted to win
their
game.
They're all beatable.
Yeah, but I think that was a good... Sometimes a loss, I know it's going to sound crazy, is good,
it's a good loss.
To get out of the way because it like releases pressure. You know, if you go on a run of like, oh, we've won 50 in a row, we got to keep winning. You know, sometimes.
Oh yeah.
That's more important. The streak is more important than actually playing the game.
That's what's exciting to me about the fucking this what? Specific thing. I don't want to say all of college basketball,
NCAA basketball,
but the tournament.
Yeah.
Unlike every other sports playoff system, whatever there is, there's a lot of Cinderella,
the odds
fucking
are
great backstory, some little small school that's never done anything.
Yeah, when Gonzaga went to Final Fours and stuff, you're like, oh my God.
You don't get that in any other, anything else.
No.
You don't even get that in the BCS with college football.
Even
there's
the Giants
no chance.
Making the playoffs late and making a run is still like, they don't consider them a wild card team.
But don't you like
team.
That this Final Four is all powerhouses? Like, it's cool to have
a
nice run, like a VCU, but once in a while you just want to see four powerhouses just going at it.
Sure, and once in a while you get that. And that's pretty awesome, too. You don't know.
You'd rather see all powerhouses and no Cinderellas every year? Is that what you prefer?
I mean, I'd like to see...
I prefer good competitive games. Whoever gets in gets in. If it's
Baylor,
if it's a Final Four, you know, Xavier or a Valparaiso. Every now and then, one of those teams. Butler. That Butler run was so fucking
fun. Yeah. Even making it to the Sweet 16 for one of those teams, like, that's amazing.
Yeah,
winning,
man,
one game, you're like, whoa, my God.
It means so much to these kids that, you know, when they went to a full ride scholarship to play basketball for one of these smaller schools, they're signing with the thought, I may never make it to the tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
At this school, but I'm getting an education.
That's my goal.
I couldn't get into the Purdue or the IU or the whatever and play ball.
Yeah.
But I got a full ride at Butler.
Yeah. Yep.
Not only do they get into the tournament, but these kids get all the way. They went to the championship game. It was so fucking exciting and fun. Do I want that to happen every year? No. But it does make it super fun and interesting, and you get these little Cinderella darling stories that you don't get in any other playoff system, from NHL to NBA.
Dude, Butler very nearly won the tournament.
Well,
it was
Haywood's
so close.
Haywood's half court shot literally rimmed in and out.
Even if the two possessions before that go the other way, and it's like they won the tournament.
Now, I mean, watching
that was
the
so fun.
That's so exciting.
Watching the games. Yeah. Is there any player you're watching going, wow, that guy is going to be great in the NBA, because we haven't really had a player like that? Maybe Derrick Rhodes was the last one.
I saw him,
but you remember, like,
take over in that UNC game, the last UNC game.
Like, Larry Johnson way back in the day, you were like, this guy's just going to go in there and crush it. And he was until he, like, hurt his back.
Lynn Bias was like, dude, there's a lot of people where you watch. And Shaq. I mean, there's a lot of people that are.
Shaq at UNOV.
Dude, they were putting four.
He wasn't at UNOV.
He was at LSU.
LSU, that's what I meant.
LSU.
I saw him do a thing where he had the ball in the high post, right about the foul line.
They couldn't do anything about it.
Somebody was on his back, okay? He turned, like, to pivot a little bit towards right, towards the basket, and the guy stayed on his back. Then he pivoted again. The guy just stayed on his back. Then he pivoted again, and he realized, oh, the guy's on my back. I have a straight look to the basket now. And he took one step and just, just like,
he was
fuck?
Fun to watch it.
They arrested him too much. That was their
Larry
problem.
Larry Johnson.
They arrested him too much?
Yeah, they would, like, rest him. Somebody came back. I think Indiana came back big against him because they arrested Shaq. Like, you know what? We're up. Let's just put him down. Let's just rest him for the next games. And then that was when the Indiana made a big run,
also,
I believe.
That's where the Hack-a-Shaq started, was in college.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like, nobody else in this team can beat us.
Yeah.
Put this fucking guy on the free throw line. He shoots like 34%.
Yeah.
He did math, like, if he had made like 70% of his foul shots, he would be like
all-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
By like a landslide.
He wouldn't have had as many foul shots, though. But yeah, it would be. He probably
Good argument. It's true.
What do you think of Hack-a-Shaq?
If he was like Hakeem Olajuwon.
I hate it.
I get it as a strategy. I don't get it as a strategy. And here's why. He's anywhere between 60 and 50% foul shooter, depending on the year.
Right.
But 50%, if you do that every time, that's a pretty good field goal percentage for a team.
Yeah, but in theory.
If it's late in the game, I could see it.
Yeah, but that's why
you're also trading two for one. If you're down five and you start fouling him,
yeah,
for every one
in the game,
point he gets, you're getting two or three.
They're doing that with the Clippers.
But
now,
in the third quarter, I'm like, what are you doing? The first quarter they did it to him against, what's his name? Against Carl
Malone.
No,
the coach.
Carl.
Carl. Who's the coach? Carl. He used to coach the Jazz.
Sonic. Oh no, you're thinking Jerry Sloan, or are you thinking Don Nelson?
George Carl.
George Karl.
He hit Shaq in the first play of the game. There was some play where tip ball went up and they just hacked Shaq and he was like, what? And just stared at George Karl and he just smiled back.
Just let you know what's happening.
Yeah,
but
that's
think
one
of
those moves to be like, just so you know, this is up the sleeve and it's coming at you.
Just think of how the hits that Shaq used to take over the years from the, like,
that
the Oakleys and all those guys. They're just these huge amateurs. Trying to hit him
Barclays,
so hard.
Barclays, Elijah Wan, Karl Malone, all the, you know, who is that dude, David, the guy from Atlanta that always had the elbow pads on? He's just
Kevin Willis?
Kevin Willis, a brick shithouse.
How about
guy.
Anthony Mason?
Mason.
There was one, remember Brad Miller? Shaq had enough of it. He was like, I've had enough of this shit. And he just took a full swing. Brad
Miller
was
you were
walking
about to
away.
Do this. Shaq didn't do that.
Oh, he
Shaq
went around.
This.
Yeah, he
even swung down.
Because Shaq didn't know how to fight.
I thought
then.
He went wide with like a hook.
No, he went down.
That's the punch I call a Hulk smash.
Oh, yeah, he was doing
but
the
he
Hulk
missed
smash.
He missed Brad Miller's head.
Oh yeah,
he was
Brad
walking,
Miller.
Didn't even see. Felt a wind, and he was like, "What?"
See, the thing is, like, there's no form to that, and he's so big, and he's just swinging this thing down at you.
Because Shaq never had to fight. Because
he never had to fight. But I tell you what, as weird and as awkward as that looked, if I hit you like that, you would laugh and probably call me a plethora of names.
Yes.
If Shaq swung like that and connected, he would not. It would probably knock your fucking out. It's like a tree falling
right.
on you.
Right.
If you're on hold, by the way, just stay on hold. When we get to your topic, we'll pick up. But yeah, Shaq is crazy.
He
monster.
Yeah, but no one's ever punched him. He's now doing MMA. Dana White told me he's been training.
What's he going to do? He's over 40 already, right?
He's never going to fight. He might fight.
He's also a cop. He's also a genie. He's a genie. He does.
Did you ever hear he wanted to go undercover? He wanted to be an undercover cop?
That'd be the worst undercover there
is.
Undercover.
You're like, why is Shaq buying crystal meth for me right now?
No.
Somebody should make that as a movie. Of him as a basketball player being an undercover spy or something like that. A cop while he's a basketball player. Just at halftime, he'd have to give notes to like the other players.
Do you like Anthony Davis in the tournament? I mean, do you see him going to the pros and translating? He has a Marcus Camby build, but he is kind of wiry.
So does Marcus Camby.
Right.
So do you think Camby's one of those guys that's always like a could-be all-star, great shot blocker and rebounder, can't ever do anything else?
Same thing with Tayshaun Prince.
No, I disagree with that, and I'll tell you this, because Marcus Camby is a lot like Dennis Rodman in that whenever they shot, they usually hit it, but they never look to shoot because they just would let other people score so they could block and grab rebounds.
It's like he'd go 4 of 7.
Yeah, when you need him to shoot, he could shoot and hit it.
Right.
Right.
You know, I like him. I like this
Chris Newberg?
Yeah, no. What's the kid? His last name's Kid. Chris Kid on Kentucky. Does anyone know who I'm talking about?
Oh, the
J Cross Kid or something like that.
Yeah.
I like that kid. I can't get his name right. Surprise.
I think they have four. They probably have four dudes that can like.
Those two could go 1-2 in the draft.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy. Has that ever happened?
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
Wow,
that's interesting. Look that up and see that.
If anybody's
just Google it or something. This segment brought to you by Google.
Google. Yeah, but I really, I think Kentucky, I mean, like, it's a sexy program that people just love going. He's just always going to get these one and doneers.
I was just going to bring that up because here's what's cool about that. It's like, that happens with certain programs. Certain programs are going to be springboards into the NBA. You get that in college a lot for football. But, and everybody's so against it in the NBA, but now that you're not going straight out of high school, and you got all these one and dones, the smartest thing is how you do that in Kentucky. You're like, you know what?
You're a one and dunner.
Come on down. I'll take all the one and dunners. I'll take all the number one blue chip guys for 1 year.
You're not taking anybody else's spot. Here's the other deal.
Somebody's going to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to take these, you know, top five, top six.
It's just sort of a
18-year-olds in the country.
Sort of a trap. It's just not about education at all at that point.
But I'm fine
with
that.
We never was it.
They still make it somewhat about education.
Dude, why can't I major in basketball? Why can't I major in it? Because they have to.
Because they are a business. How much money do you think the NCAA makes off of this fucking tournament and off of these kids? They can't take money. They get scholarships. I get that. But these dudes, 2 minutes, love it. That's too,
or does he want peace?
That's terrible.
Did he just want peace?
No, it was a 3-minute rant I was about to go on.
Okay.
I'll talk double fast. But they make so much money. So these kids are like, look, I don't want a degree in sports marketing right now.
Right.
I wanted to go straight to the NBA out of fucking high school, but now you won't let me.
And I'm happy about that.
I am too.
Because you look at a lot of these guys like this Andrew Drummond. I hate saying bad things about a kid, but he went to UConn and he did nothing. And if he'd come right out of high school, he would have been the number one pick in the draft and he would have gone to a team that needs a great player and he would have set that team back at least another 1 or 2 years.
If not more.
Yeah,
financially.
He's going to be a lot like Kwame Brown. Ugh. He's got this he's like built like a brick shit house, but just can't put together mentally.
Kwame Brown was built like a.
They always said he had a Cadillac body and a Yugo brain.
He was the worst. That's Jordan's legacy for the Wizards.
But Jordan killed him. People were telling stories about how they'd smoke pot with Jerry Stackhouse, and Jerry just went off on Michael Jordan going, that guy killed Kwame Brown. Like, his legendary like douchebaggery in practice, he killed Kwame Brown's confidence.
Just jawing at him?
You're garbage! What are you doing? You're garbage!
And he's like,
Jordan tells you you're garbage.
I'm 18 and a half.
Yeah. Think about being Andrew Bynum. You're going to be the youngest player to ever play in the NBA, ever, because the 1 year, you got to be you got to have at least 1 year of college, right?
Uh-huh.
He's going to be the youngest player to ever play. He came right to the Lakers. Imagine being 18 on the Lakers.
A lot of pussy. Yeah. A lot of pussy.
really quick.
I can't find anybody, by the way, that had that first and second pick in the same
team. I don't think this may be the first year ever.
By the way, okay, when we come back, we'll talk UFC.
Yeah, I'm excited about a lot of good stuff coming out.
All right.
All right.
Fucking rad.
Boners. Fuck yeah. It's good to have the crew back.
Yeah.
This is nice, huh, guys?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are this back.
This is the music. After I fuck, I want to play this music just while I leave. And I will call you sometime this week. Thank you very much.
I love that song. That would be.
Would you like
to
enter to the Death Star music? The bomb, 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 bomb.
I want them to play that when Tommy walks around the Comedy Store. That's the music I always hear in my head because he has that weird walk.
And he's starting to wear a lot of sweaters now, which is very uncomfortable. Not like you, like in a sense of like, look, I'm hipster. He's wearing it like I'm slowly
getting
becoming
old.
A woman.
So I'm slowly becoming, Rue McClanahan from fucking...
What are you doing right there?
I'm putting shit in the bag of bets, everybody.
What did you put in there?
Yeah.
Oh, just putting stuff from before?
Yeah, I'm writing shit that people...
See, we gotta need a bigger bag than that.
No, not with these.
Here's what I say we do. We gotta find some kind of like little like tokens that have numbers on it, and we throw the tokens in the bag, you pull out the token, and it corresponds to a number.
Oh, that could work.
You know, and that way, you know, it's...
Or just crumpled up pieces of paper.
Yeah, I mean, but once we get to a place where it's, like, a little more professional...
Yeah, when we do our big show at the Madison Square Garden...
Yeah, I was just going to say...
Which is next week, guys. tickets available on laughstub.com.
Think about this. Jumbotron.
Yes.
Three words.
Okay. Three syllables.
So, Tripoli, comma Sam, you wanted to talk a little UFC.
I'm very excited about the announcement that Silva... No, Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen is going to be in Brazil in a giant soccer stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be, first of all, that's a fight a lot of people have wanted to see.
For a long time.
For a long time.
They call this the first super fight. The first super fight they've ever had.
Really? Do you think that's the first super fight?
Yeah, who else? I don't know.
I felt like the second and maybe even third Randy Couture Iceman fight.
Yeah, that's
those were like I remember like at the time like whoa, this is a big fight. These are like for the even though the UFC wasn't as big then for that moment
for a
when
couple
you were in
of those. Sport, you know what's weird too? There's a couple of those. Once Brock Lesnar had the belt.
Yeah.
There were a couple of his fights. You know when there's now when we're at the
you're looking forward to it.
Here's
but,
what I'm saying. No, here's what I'm saying. There's a feeling not when we're at the fight because we've all been to a bunch of UFCs, but when you're just watching it on pay per view, and with boxing too, where when the you've been waiting for a while and you finally get to see this fucking fight go down, you get that and you almost feel like you're about to go in the ring.
Yeah, you get
like
hyped
you get
up.
That butterflies kind of a feeling. This like if you're about to go on stage.
This is a great matchup because. I mean, how is Sonnen not the champion at this moment? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, dude, he beat him. He beat.
I'm more surprised.
I know he didn't beat him.
Anderson Silva's the champion.
Oh, what name did he mispronounce?
I don't know who Sonnen was, but
Sonnen. What is it? Shonen?
Sonnen.
Sonnen. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. God, I'm taking a beating on this. I'm going to get fucking a weird kind of complex because of it.
I can't believe you didn't already have one. You clearly know that you mispronounce people's names and you think that it's funny.
I do
But
think
now
it's
that
funny.
We ring a bell, it upsets you because it tells you. You don't know how many times you do it, so now that you get to
It's tough to be like, oh, I do it like once or twice a day.
No, I do it all the time, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I just don't care. I just don't want it to become the thing that we always do.
No, it's going to be one of the things that we always do.
Okay, and one of them will be me punching you in the face, too.
Yeah, every time.
Take your best shot, Armo.
Every time.
JDL, Defense League.
Every time Sam mispronounces a name, Ari will ring a bell. Every time Ari rings a bell, Sam will punch Ari in the face.
So how do you see this playing out? I mean, because I think Chael has a problem with walking in. I mean, his most safest moment is actually probably walking into the stadium. Before that, it's like you got to have him on lockdown.
This is like
everybody's tasting his food.
This is like Rocky agreeing to fight Ivan Drago in fucking Moscow.
In Moscow, yeah.
I mean, going to Brazil.
Who's the bad guy?
I'm just saying you
there,
couldn't be
Chael
in
Sonnen's
a more hostile
guy.
Environment.
Right. So it's kind of it's
that's what I'm saying. Chael Sonnen would be Rocky going into Moscow to fight this guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're going. He may be maybe an underdog as far as the crowd is concerned.
But popularity off that shit.
In Las Vegas or wherever the fuck he is.
Yeah.
He goes into this place.
It's a humongous underdog. I don't think he would be the underdog in Vegas. I mean,
that, no, I'm saying,
the, guy who
I'm
beat
saying
him
the
for
crowd.
4 minutes and 50 seconds of that
I'm
fight.
I'm saying 60% of that crowd is probably rooting for Anderson in at the MGM.
Yeah. 1% is rooting
you
for Chael
Sonnen.
You
do a soccer field? Dude, 1% my ass.
Not even 1%.
Not even 1%.
Did I tell you what they were chanting last time?
Go on barstool.com. I'll tell you how crazy Brazil is. They have a video of a guy doing news, and in the background, you just see a dude walk up to this homeless guy and just blast him right on the news. Yeah, go to yesterday's page. Barstool.com, one of the funniest websites. I would love to have that guy call in to Punch Drunk. He's hilarious.
Bar and stool?
Barstoolsports.com.
That's a whole different thing.
You know who I do feel sorry for in that Brazil situation? Not Sonnen being such an underdog, but like Ari was saying, the less than 1%. The 37 guys there that are Chael Sonnen's friend or whatever,
that
are there rooting for him hardcore.
That's like being a Chargers fan at a Raiders game.
Worse, dude, that Brazil shit, the World Cup and all that, the nationalism behind that.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they chanted. They shoot people on the news. They're just going to fucking...
This is what they chanted last time. Whenever a non-Brazilian would come into the octagon, the whole crowd would chant, "You're going to die,"
yeah,
in Portuguese.
Yeah, you were there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were at the Brazil one.
Yeah. And the one guy who won, the one non-Brazilian who won...
Dead, man. He's dead today.
No.
He's the one who got shot in this video.
He's the one
that
got shot on the news.
There was no shitty like decision or anything like that. It was clearly he just beat him up in the first round and won.
You'd have to go to
everyone chanted faggot. In Portuguese. Whole stadium
you
started
know what
chanting
noticing?
Faggot in Portuguese.
Sounds to me like Portuguese is a pretty violent language. Do they chant anything that isn't faggot, you're going to die soon, anything like that?
Not much.
Man.
And the weird is they're all trannies down there, too. That's the weird thing. Weird trannies calling you faggot.
Are there a lot of trannies down there?
There are. People asked me if I was scared of that, and I said...
Of hooking up with somebody who's... Clit had balls?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. My answer to that was, I'm just going to fuck everybody in the ass.
Yeah.
So it never comes up.
Yeah. You never...
That's using your brain.
Yeah.
Ari, in Brazil, Ari never makes love eyeball to eyeball. It's all your face in the pillow as I hit
that.
It.
I'm writing that down. Make love to
is that going
asses
in the bag of
only.
Bag of pets.
That's just more for my own personal...
Okay.
I'm trying to remember to make love to more assholes.
Did you find it?
I found it.
All right.
I wonder, can we play it live on this?
I don't know. Ask him. Can we hear it?
I'm gonna pause it, and then we'll let it load up. And then,
let it load, and we'll figure
should we take
out
a call in the meantime?
Yeah, let's do it. This Why guy's not? Been on since Friday.
Dave from Tigger. By the way, if you want to call, it's 888-520-4374.
If you want Ari to keep you on hold for an extremely long time, call in right now.
Dave from Tacoma, you're either on or I hung up on you.
Yeah, what do you guys think about the Silva-Gustafson fight coming up?
Oh, who's he fighting, Silva? Gustafson's fighting Silva? Which Silva?
Yeah.
There's so many Silvas.
Silva, remind us.
Shit. I can't think of the guy's first name right now. The guy who just got suspended for using steroids.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the main event.
Yeah, when he beat up on the Filipino.
Who?
Brandon Vera.
Oh, Brandon Vera.
What Silva is that? He's got great talent. Thiago. Yeah, Thiago Silva.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a really good fight.
You know, some people like personify animals to you. You like
Thiago Silva.
Pitbull.
Yeah.
That guy just looks like a human pitbull to
and
me.
And who's he fighting?
He has no neck.
Gustafson. He fights with his hands out. With
Gustafson?
He looks like the kind of guy that in a parking lot would fuck your world up.
No, he looks like the guy who comes and hits on your girlfriend at the bar
right in
and
front
goes,
of you,
what
like,
are you going to
do,
about
it? Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
And you're like, fuck, now my girlfriend's going to get raped and I'm going to get beat up.
Yeah, that's worse.
Because now you're in a situation where do I go rape her? Because he's going to rape her anyway.
Yeah.
And then I also take the ass beating just to save face for her later when I get out of the hospital.
Wait, is it a rape or is it just like she just goes off with him.
Wasn't that the whole story behind Tim Sylvia?
She has no say-so in it.
Oh, yeah.
Andre...
Arlovsky.
Andre
Agassi.
No, Andre Arlovsky is that Sylvia beat up Arlovsky and then fucked his girlfriend after the fight.
Oh, I heard that, too. I did hear that, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's just
He would always say, like, what do you think? I remember Ariel Helwani was asking him, and he goes, ask him how my pee-pee tastes.
I think Orlovsky to me is the guy that.
Oh, so Orlovsky banged Tim's girlfriend? I thought it was the other way around.
No, Tim banged Orlovsky's girlfriend, but he was like, my dick used to be in there.
Oh.
He
went down on her.
To me, Orlovsky is the guy that started the Fangs mouthpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
I never really saw it before that. Now it's everywhere. Now it's in the NFL.
Cool.
Yeah, but you can't have fangs and get knocked out every fight.
Yeah,
I know. But it was still a thing where you're like, that's pretty cool.
He was badass, but I don't know what happened.
He got knocked out a couple times.
That's
and
a
it
tough
was like,
weight class,
done.
Man. You from that weight class, dude, you take a couple, man, and now you got a soft spot.
Do you know the record for title defenses at heavyweight?
Two.
Three is the all-time record.
Three really? Successful or lost it on the third?
I don't know. I'm not
defenses?
Sure. Either way, it's nothing.
Yes, exactly.
No one's
that's
dominated.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I love Orlovsky. Back in the day when he first fought in the UFC, he was just all fur. And then like three fights later, he was all gone.
Yeah. It's like
he became totally Americanized.
Yeah, he like one weekend in South Beach, Florida, and you know he's wearing thongs and a fucking...
Dave, but back to our callers.
Dave,
thing.
What do you think about it?
Who do you like?
I just think it's kind of weird that this first fight back in, you know, he is a main event.
Yeah, they don't really give a fuck about steroids once you're back.
Yeah, it's not baseball. Yeah. They're like, you know what, you got caught, you did a year off, now come back. But they won't give you a tune-up fight. If you get caught with steroids, you're going right in deep. Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
And this guy's fighting is really good.
Will knock him out.
Yeah, Gustafsson, he's a really up-and-comer. He's
and
like
they're
really
saying
good.
That he might be a guy who could challenge
eventually.
John Jones because he's got long arms and he's a great striker.
I sort of agree with you, though, Dave. It's like, steroids and first fight, like main event. I could see co-main event. But you're the main event, some steroids
but it's
guy.
Like, is it a pay-per-view main event?
When you went and you had someone else's urine injected into your body.
Well, that's just wanting it right there. I mean, if you're going to cheat,
that's not
then
especially.
Cheating.
Yeah, that's, I don't mean it especially. Either way, either steroids or trying to cover it, it's all the same shit.
So, but what kind of main event is it? Is it like an FX or Fuel fight, or is it a pay-per-view?
FX. Oh, it's a Fuel fight.
Oh, then that's a little different.
It is a little different.
Yeah, I'm way cooler with that.
Yeah, it's not a pay-per-view, but...
Fuel is the lowest one they have. They have pay-per-view, Fox, probably Fox first, then pay-per-view, then FX, then Fuel.
No, then it goes Facebook, then Fuel.
No, Facebook is above. More people tune in for the Facebook prelims.
They do.
On the pay-per-view than
those
Fuel.
I was surprised how popular those were in that whole thing. That's smart.
More people can get Facebook than can get Fuel.
This guy's a logical guy.
Direct TV offers Fuel.
Dave, do you have any Jew in you, Dave?
A little.
Do you want more?
There you go.
Yeah, you want more? Ari's only fucking
looking
assholes
fucking
right
ass.
Now.
Yeah, he's hitting ass, brother. All right, thanks for the call, man. Call in anytime. We appreciate the support.
Thanks, Dave from Tacoma.
Who else we got?
Another Dave from British Columbia.
Does he want to talk MMA? Tacoma.
He does. Should take this or should make a point?
Sure, let's take
it. Here's the point I want to make about that Anderson and Chael Sonnen fight. We were all talking about this at the last Brazil fight. It's like they're going to have to figure out how to get him out safely.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
If he wins, it's like, how do you walk through the crowd? They're just gonna run it. They're just gonna rush. You got to be able to get him out immediately.
I mean, Aldo ran into the crowd and was like high-fiving everybody.
I was right next to him, and I was like,
Jose Aldo?
Did he run by and go, hey, the amazing racist, and then just run, keep running?
I was like, this ain't my moment.
Ari had a good, tell Sam your cool AT&T story.
Oh.
Speaking of people recognizing
I was in Canada, in Toronto. I called, I'll be in Vancouver this week, by the way. I was in Toronto, and I had to call, because Nick Thune said he had a special deal on, like, data plans on whatever, so I called, see if I could get it. And the guy's like, who am I talking to? The same thing, you know? And I'm like, Ari. He's like, okay, last name. He's like, Shafir. And he goes, oh, cool. He's a comedian with that name. And I was like, yeah, man, that's me, probably.
The Canadian AT&T
like, really?
Operator.
Cool. One time in Arizona, I called and ordered pizza, and he goes, okay, what's your name? I go, Sam Triple. He's like, dude, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, sweet.
That's cool.
You're like, does that mean you're less likely to fuck up that pizza?
Oh, yeah.
More?
Are you going to spit my food now?
I know.
Let's go to the call. Why not?
All right, Dave, British Columbia, where I'll be this week. Bam. What do you got to say, David?
What's up, Dave?
What's up, Canada?
Hey, I was just wondering, out of the next three pay-per-view events, which one is your favorite card?
What are they? Let's hear them.
Let's see it right now.
Well, I know my answer.
145 is John Jones. You also got Rory McDonald taking on Che Mills. Then after that, it's the heavyweight main card.
I'm excited about that one.
Me too.
With Overeem and Dos Santos. And then, obviously, 147, Silva and Sonnen.
Ooh,
that's the one. Dude. That's the one, man. That's the one.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm going to try to go to that one.
I like
it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to that.
Dude, honest to God.
That's the one I want to go to.
I think this might be the best, like, three fight cards in a row the UFC has ever had.
Yeah, I mean, like, that heavyweight title fight is very interesting.
That light heavyweight title fight is fucking... Dude, people have been waiting all three of these fights of the main cards, from 147, 148, 149, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All of the main fights are fights...
Jones-Evans is a grudge match.
Dude, that's a great all fight, of those, man.
If you put all those on the same card, you could charge $150 for it, and everybody would probably still do it.
I would. I'd probably pay that to watch
like,
just a card
the
of all those
super
fights.
Card, three titles on
and
the line.
And they're all titles, yeah.
Three titles on the line, three fights you've been waiting a long time to see.
Which one are you excited about, brother?
Actually, I'm really excited for 147 because on top of Anderson fighting again against Sonnen,
yeah.
There's also Vitor Belfort against Wanderlei Silva.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great... Just for Brazilians in general, it's like they'll be like, great. You know what was weird?
And that's
though?
Also like... It's kind of like the senior tour of the PGA or something. Like, they do that. They're starting to go like, okay, let's go...
Belfort isn't that old, though. That's the
weird
thing.
But you know
thing.
What I'm saying? They're starting to do like the... classics co-main event or the third fight is like Matt Serra and some people that have like man they might not get the belt back ever again but they still can fucking you can still
I
get some great matches.
I'm fine with that.
He's
me too. That's what I was saying. I love it.
He's had one loss.
Who?
Just to Anderson Silva.
Who?
Vitor.
Yeah.
Since he came back
and
to
it
UFC.
Was a, he got caught. I would love to see that fight again. Now,
it's going
I got
way.
To see Wanderlei in his last fight versus Lee, and it was right before the Dan Henderson-Rua fight. And, man, it was so exciting to watch Wanderlei just throwing knees, dude. Yeah. It was like classics.
Yeah. Seeing old school
Wanderlei.
And the
place was just going nuts, man. And I hope that he can last. I mean, he's got that dented chin.
No,
that,
he's done. But it is like the seniors league. Where it's like,
and he throws those wide punches.
He leaves himself open for the straight right, the front kick.
But he might knock somebody out.
But yeah, of course, man. That's what's exciting about him. That's what's exciting about Chuck Liddell. That's what's exciting about Dan Henderson. That's what's exciting about.
There comes a time when you're done making a run at a title.
All those guys, where it's like,
but
so you're the one you're most excited about is the Anderson Silva fight.
Yeah, but I will tell you this: that was probably one of the best moments of the Brazil fight last time when Vitor was on his back a couple times against a way oversized. Like Anthony Johnson didn't come in at weight; he came in way overweight. He was on his back a couple times, and the whole place started chanting. That song, like, that song? Yeah,
yeah, they kind of got behind him?
They got behind him, and they stood him up.
That was awesome.
With their energy, he fucking got up. Wasn't the ref coming in, say, standing up? He was
that is
down,
awesome.
And he fucking got up, and he won that fight. And I was like
some Hulk Hogan
damn
shit.
It. Yeah, it was like Hulk Hogan stuff.
That was great, massive.
Rewatch that fight. It's amazing.
Did he throw the finger up?
He's out. He's
I'm
out.
Not asleep
no,
yet.
He's not out.
That's what I was saying. Because Hulk Hogan has that sex tape coming out. Me and Tripoli were saying that shit. I'd be like,
really?
Like, right when he's about to come, he's like, oh, no, I'm not done yet.
We
you
have to
I mean?
Shoot those. Hey, who do you like the most? Who do you, what fight do you like most, Teebs?
Man, that is, out of those three fights, those are three fights that I've wanted to see for an extremely long time. That's tough.
You also have,
I honestly will say Jones-Evans. Jones-Evans, if you're like, hey, here's these three fights. They're all fantastic fights. I've recorded all three of them for you. Which one are you going to watch first?
You can only watch one.
I can only watch one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're only allowed to watch one of those fights. Which one are you going with?
Yeah.
The only reason
Sonnen,
I don't go with the...
I go Jones. I go Jones and Evans.
Really? Because of the grudge? I go Sonnen Silva.
That's true.
But
that also has the recipe to be a boring fight, though.
Sure could. But that's folklore shit.
No, I don't think
that
it does.
Jones
I think
Evans
Anderson
fight.
Silva comes in totally different in
I
this
think
fight
so too.
And goes at him. The one I think is I'm looking most forward to is that heavyweight fight. But if I had to pick only one, I could watch only one. It wouldn't be that one because that one has a chance of only being a minute.
30 seconds, yep.
I will tell you this, though. That whole card, UFC 146, I just realized this now.
Who's on it?
All heavyweight fights.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a great card.
And I love
interesting.
That.
Dos Santos, why not? Try something new. Dos Santos,
read
Overeem.
Them. Are there any fat guys on there that will just gas
big,
and be like,
big country.
Roy Nelson.
Big country.
And Antonio Silva.
Yep.
Both those guys could, actually.
Dude, punching that chin's got to hurt.
Mark Hunt is fighting again against Stephen
Struve. How much
that's
longer?
Gonna be good...
Is that a rematch?
No.
Who did Hunt just beat?
Dude, the way Nelson...
He just beat...
Who?
Chet Congo.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
The way Roy Nelson fights and puts his neck on that chopping block every time... And just takes those goddamn punches like a guy.
Remember that, dropped the 205.
Remember that episode of The Simpsons where Homer was a boxer because he couldn't get knocked out, and he would just wait till people fell asleep, and he'd just let him punch
tip him
forever,
over.
And then he would just
fight
him over.
Tyson. At
that's
the end.
Almost how Roy Nelson is starting a fight with these big lumbering heavyweights. How many times can this guy get his fucking head split open and stand right in the pipeline of these punches from these guys and just go to a decision and lose with a face that looks like an M.C. Escher painting or something like that at the end
of
the fight?
I got a quick question for the Canadian real quick. What do you think of Carlos Condit not wanting to fight until GSP comes back? I'm thinking like, I'll answer what I feel and then I want to hear what you have to feel. Or maybe I'll ask you first. What do you think?
He's going to wait. Why did they make an interim belt?
That's my
Thank
whole
you.
Point.
I agree with you.
They gave you the belt so you could defend the belt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's no point in you getting the interim and then not fighting.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's a waste of a belt. If I was Dana White, I'd have a talk with this guy in the broom closet going, listen, you're going to fight because we didn't give you a belt.
Yeah.
Well, we would
you're
just
at
give
least
it to
taking
Diaz.
One, we're at least take, you're at least taking one fight before you get... Because obviously
what
the fight that he wants
again?
Is GSP.
What if he gets injured again?
Yeah, you
then
gotta
what?
Fight, dude.
Exactly.
You gotta fight. You can't take the belt.
That's a great point, Ari. If he gets injured again, which, by the way, it's starting to be a point of alarm for me, is GSP's.
Yeah, that happens. You get older.
You know, it's like.
Yeah, you know, he's a young man, but he's been in the game for a long time.
Totally true, but I'm saying, in the way of argument, as pound for pound, best fighter, to me, GSP. Man, you got to fight to be a pound for pound best fighter.
Yeah, he's
and
yeah.
you're constantly
out of that.
Having surgeries, and you're constantly.
And his last couple fights haven't been that interesting. That you know, he fights not to lose. We've talked about that. He fights not to lose, and I just don't
he shoots,
like that.
Yeah, incredible people, shooter, incredible takedowns, and he's tough. In, you know what I mean? In your guard, he's tough. But it's like as a fan of the sport and of the organization itself, it's a tough fight to watch. Five rounds of somebody
but he
just
tries.
Sitting in somebody's guard trying to work those little short-range elbows in. I'm like,
I don't think
something.
He fully does that. Against Dan Hardy, he was putting him in positions that you've never seen an arm move.
Right.
Like, he should have finished that fight. It wasn't like he wasn't trying to.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, I don't
know. What was the fight after
snap.
That? What, who did he fight after that?
I don't know.
After that, he fought, who's that fucking, not...
Was it Shields?
No, it was the
guy. I think it might have been Jake Shields.
Was it Jake
it
Shields?
It was Shields, and then he also fought.
Because I was at that fight, and he definitely fought not to lose.
But he worked over the what's-his-face when they were both coaches on
Koscheck.
Yep, Josh Koscheck.
You're right.
It was Koscheck right in there.
But he couldn't, again.
And he couldn't put him away.
He just kept throwing that lead jab and just jacked that eye, but just kept
and
throwing
then,
the
and
lead
And then
jab.
He kind of like pulled off the gas a little bit and was like, I don't want to fuck you up too much. Your eye looks bullshit.
Yeah. You know what? GSP always does that. He goes, you're a human.
Yeah,
I feel like Aldo does that every once in a while too. Like he'll be dominating somebody, and then like the next last
I've
round
seen him
and
do
a
that
half,
once where he was leg kicking that dude to death, and he finally was like, you know,
yeah, the California kid. He just I was there for that fight, just lighting it up.
Yeah,
and I saw his last two of his fights, and he just pulled out. And then the machine from Canada, Hornacek, is that his name?
Hornacek,
Hominick,
yeah. Here, hit it.
No, you said is that his name, so it's okay. So it's all right.
He was just dominating him, and then the last, like, round and a half, he just kind of pulled off the gas pedal, and I felt like...
What are your thoughts about that? Do you respect that? Do you guys respect that?
Well, with the California kid, it's like he was just showing him mercy because that leg, he was just lighting that leg up.
He couldn't even put
no
any weight on
way.
It. He couldn't even put any weight on it. It looked like he had like a fucking bullet wound in his leg or something the way he was limping.
Yeah.
There's no way.
What do you think about that, pulling off the gas on somebody? It's late in the final round. You could probably knock him out.
It's like when somebody's down and almost out and the ref doesn't see it yet, you can get that one last shot in like Henderson did against Bisping. No, or you can be like, he's out. I'm just going to walk away.
Well, Bisping, I like. Yeah. I like that
he
dropped like that
it.
On
yeah,
him.
Me too, dude.
He didn't
that
like him.
Put that on the highlight. Knockouts. Nobody likes him.
Here's my favorite entrance of all time.
I met him, and he was really nice, and I felt bad that he was nice.
Should we, I just thank the guy from Canada, tell him to come see you this weekend?
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Dave, you going to go see Ari?
You live in Ontario. I don't know why they keep saying BC.
Oh, well, you blew it.
Well, the guy who does our lines is Mexican, so it's all the same.
To him, yeah. He just thought you were Canada.
All there is north of the border, south of the border. That's all he knows.
Canada is to him what Mexico is to you. It's one gigantic state that's on the other side of the border.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Well, thanks for calling.
I'm in Edmonton. Take a drive.
No, that's way too far.
Okay.
By the way, this is my favorite entrance music of all time. It's when Homer Simpson fought Dredder Tatum, and this was what he came into. Okay. Can you play this? Is this okay to play? It changed the goddamn song.
Oh, so it's one of those things where they took their song and put it on top of it?
Motherfucker, somebody changed it. What was the song? Why can't we be friends?
Oh, that's what they play when he...
Yeah. Oh, it was pretty sweet, but god damn it.
You want to talk about the Kimbo Slice thing I told you to look up?
Oh, yeah, I did look that up.
What happened with Kimbo Slice, Sam Tripoli?
He just recently had his boxing fight. I don't know if it's his debut fight, but he definitely did it. And there's this whole controversy on whether it was a thrown fight or not.
And where is it?
Go about 3:50.
Here's
3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Here's my question.
And watch this, T-Bone. You tell me if you think he's...
You want to come around?
You ready? Okay, yeah, I'll come around.
Okay. You're acting like you're about to do the fallback thing and act as...
Can you watch this, Sam?
I'm going to trust... Yeah.
Terrible thing, man. Separated. Oh, he's not even guarding.
Oh.
Whoa. That looks
that
fake
was so
shit.
Fucking fake, dude.
Is he smiling on the ground, too? I gotta see that again.
1 minute. That was so fake.
That was so fake.
I mean, what is Kimball? I mean, like. It's like Kimbo Slice is like this
dude,
weird.
He's ghetto.
It's like a comic
who's
that good. And he just like kind of.
He's ghetto. He came out of the ghetto. He was an internet sensation. People like so many people know who this guy is. We've got to find a way to make money off of him.
Oh,
that's what happened
God.
To Kimbo. He's a ghetto. He's the Whitney Houston of boxing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, she's fantastic. She's talented. You know what I mean? It's
but
like,
she was talented. He's not talented.
He was.
I don't know. He's knocking the fuck out of every fucking hood rat in town.
Yeah.
And then he
in
came.
In people's backyards.
I mean,
I prefer
that's
the Soldier Boy
sort
of boxing. Can I get the Soldier Boy? Lots of hits on MySpace.
Sure.
Not
okay.
doing anything special.
I'll go with that.
That was
I'll
bad. If anyone wants to see that, it's Bleacher Report. I don't know how to find it.
Look. Just put in. I tweeted
Kimbo
it on.
Slice's
I tweeted on Punch
fight
Drunk.
Is an absolute travesty. That's the title.
Go to Punch Drunk Twitter page. I put it up there, and if you want to see it, let us know
at
what you think.
Punch Drunk. One
right.
word.
Yep.
We'll be back.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, Toadhop Network. Punch Drunk. Big show tonight. We're getting followed by Hot and Heavy. Angie and Greg will be discussing why China will invade us for pussy, taco helicopter, the Hunger Games, and what happens when a bad girl tries to do good things. That on Hot and Heavy.
Dude, taco helicopter, right? Is that what it says?
Yeah,
what
there's
does that mean?
There's a story out there that they've created a helicopter that will deliver you tacos.
Oh, really? I thought it was made out of tacos.
Let me tell you this. And I can't stress this enough. Yeah. I am all in on a taco helicopter.
You want your tacos from a helicopter?
Whatever, man.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't. I like mine from a truck.
Really?
Would they parachute like those guys used to launch up into the sky and then parachute down for about 50 feet?
No, they're just little parachutes. It's just constantly slow-moving tacos coming down on tiny parachutes. Dude, imagine you're just walking down the street. You're kind of like, I'm kind of hungry. Oh, shit, is that the taco copter up there?
I'd rather have the beer copter or the Jack Daniels copter. Just drop shots down on you.
Yeah, but that'll a shot or a cold beer hitting you in the head, you don't see it coming.
Well, you
got to
catch
you.
It.
That'll hurt you.
If a taco hits you,
but
hilarious.
You're like, oh, what just hit me? Oh, it's from the taco copter.
By the way, that would be the best thing you could see when you're walking with your friend. If the taco just shatters across his face and head.
You mean when the chute doesn't open and you just get a fucking taco right to the face?
Kamikaze tacos?
Kamataco. That's great.
Angie's pretty hot, though.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's hot.
I'd like to hit it.
That's a former supermodel.
Yeah. And supermodels age much slower than regular women.
Yeah, but then all at once.
That, you know what they say, supermodel don't crack. Supermodels
no, they
do
don't
crack.
Say that. Nobody says that.
Supermodels do crack.
But they don't
but
crack. They,
but supermodels don't crack.
They don't.
Or who do they say that about?
They say that about black people.
Black people do crack.
And black people do crack,
Ninja Turtles.
Right.
And they don't crack.
And they don't crack, but they do crack. Maybe crack helps people not crack.
I'm noticing a pattern.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that are notorious for doing crack.
Don't crack.
Supermodels, yeah. Whatever.
When
they look very, very youthful. Hang on, I'm going to write this down. Note number two.
So you're saying do crack if you want to stay young?
I'm saying I'm going to
experiment.
I'm going to experiment with crack. That's okay. Try crack.
So are we done with the UFC, or do we want to keep going, or do we want to move on to Tiger Woods, or what do we want to do?
Let's move on to Tiger, I guess, right? I don't know.
What's that call? Is that a call for UFC, or is that a call for...
It's a call for NBA.
Oh.
We will be getting the NBA, so hold if you're the call on there, we'll talk about that.
I have a lot to talk about the NBA.
Yes, you do. Yes, I do, too. Tiger Woods finally winning.
Yeah, it's been years. It's a big story.
It's three.
For a dude that's like, they're like, this guy's going to win every major he ever gets in, every single.
Forget if he went on a major drought. He went on a complete drought.
Yeah.
He had it all, and here's what happened.
What? I heard something happened to him, but I forgot what it was.
Golf took away.
Uh-huh.
His Popeye spinach. Pussy mate, random pussy, had Tiger Woods playing at a level that we couldn't even fathom.
Yeah, well, I always said Nike should put some hookers on the payroll.
I'm sure
they
did.
Call them assistants and let them knock the bottom out of it.
Yeah, man. You took away Popeye spinach. The guy couldn't putt. He's fucking, you know, he's got so much pent up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I totally thought that. It's like a couple porn stars who did this guy
balls,
right.
Blue balls kept this guy from putting. Blue balls kept him, you know what I mean? That competitive, like, fuck yeah.
I like that theory if Tiger Woods didn't take, like, 30 days away from fucking and then go right back to it.
You're saying that he's gone
so
right back to
banging. So you have some inside information.
Yes, first of all, I do. And second of all, once she was, like, full divorced, I'm not helping you out with this. You know, when they were living in the house together
and
they separated?
He lost $400 million. Dollars.
Yeah, but once she went full divorce, he's like, oh, well, I'll be part. He sent out tweets about, I think he did, about New Year's, partying in New Year's. It was, like, 3 months afterwards. Couple girls with him. What do you want me to do?
Like,
I'm not getting her back. You want me to stop fucking? Now I can.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been fucking.
I don't get what the problem is. Why did everyone have a problem? Maybe because it's his image.
He's married. Because
it was his image.
It's his image. It's
image.
Like
his image is not a family man. It's a golfer,
dude.
He represented wholesomeness.
He represented black people when he was golfing.
Yeah. So they wouldn't be a problem with them fucking around having children out with him.
That's
not true
at all.
But remember when Fuzzy Zeller was like, "Good luck," because they were letting Tiger Woods play at that club, and he's like, "Good luck." Now all the food in the clubhouse is going to be chicken wings.
He won the Masters.
And collard greens.
When you win the Masters, you get to pick the meal, the pre tournament dinner the next year.
No, he represents...
What would you go with? I go with pigs in a blanket.
Oh, well, those are amazing.
Yeah, that's what I would
do. Those are amazing.
I would make all those golfers eat pigs in a blanket.
Whenever there's a
Kool-Aid,
party and someone has
Kool-Aid.
Those, I'm like, Kool-Aid. Fuck yes.
Kool-Aid
pigs everywhere.
Pigs in a blanket.
The Kool-Aid man is his caddy. Oh, that was so racist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got his clubs all fucking jingling behind him. Oh, yeah. He's on roller skates, just fucking up the course with his roller skates. But here's the thing, man. He had that squeaky clean image. He was representing young people playing with all these, you know, Vijay Singhs and all these. Tiger Woods was in his early 20s hitting with these dudes.
Yeah.
He represented black people
in
the same way Obama represented
and
black
poor people.
People.
He grew up on municipal courses.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He represented that new, young, hip generation. He was making golf hip again.
Yeah.
Under the pretense.
Again?
He's good.
Again? When was it like in and then it fell out?
How about...
Arnold Palmer does.
Yeah, Arnold Palmer
but it was
days,
never in. It was always
yeah,
like...
Yeah, so it was a bit of an elitist sport, but, you know, he's doing what they... You know what? Who's the fucking supermodel dude that plays soccer? What's his name's husband?
Alexei Lalas.
Fucking, no. Plays for the Galaxy.
Oh,
biggest dude in
Beckham.
The world.
Beckham.
Yeah. He's kind of what they were hoping Beckham would do for soccer.
Yeah.
This guy is our Michael Jordan of golf.
Yeah.
Under the pretense, he's not going to be like, Pac-Man Jones playing golf, where he's making it rain on pussy and turn this into a fucking rap video because it's golf.
No, he was just doing Vicodins and going raw dog and porn stars.
This isn't me saying that. This
he's
is just
a girl outside of Friendly's. A Friendly's waitress outside of Friendly's.
But you know?
Didn't you like
that? Tripoli shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a me move.
Yeah.
And then what happened is like,
yeah, you're right.
And
Tito.
That's where the jump off disappointment was. They're like, you were
right.
Supposed to be the corporation of golf, which is a classy sport. Yeah. You weren't supposed to be making it rain in clubs and banging hookers in their ass.
And there's a far different thing making it rain in clubs and just cheating on your wife. But Tiger Woods. He cheated so much. You're like, Jesus, man.
And it's one of those things where it's
even
like...
Even if he wasn't married, you'd be like, what the fuck?
But I have inside sources that a lot of those girls came out were all full of shit. They were just lying. They were just
It's also true,
a bunch of them were lying.
Really?
Dude, but the truth of the fact is, I'm sure a bunch of them were to come out and try to get at least money from TMZ or one of those to tell your bullshit story.
Yeah, I'll do that. I fucked Tiger Woods.
Would you do that?
I said that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fuck Tiger Woods. I mean, I'll say
for money, but why? Why would you do that?
Oh, to go to TMZ?
Yeah.
Because I didn't meet Tiger Woods. I never even met him. So why not just... Oh, no, I did meet him. How about Jordan? I fucked Jordan. TMZ, call me. I have a story.
But why would you do that? That's selling out.
I want money, and I hated the Bulls during
snitches,
that run.
Snitches, bro. That's not
it's
cool.
Not, no, it's not snitching if you just completely made it up.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
But if you actually fucked him,
he
banged you in your Hebrew hole, the Jew clan.
Whoa.
You got raided
all,
Jew clan.
No. If me and Jordan are doing it, I'm fucking him.
There's no way Jordan's going to let you
come on, dude. That's Jordan.
No
he's bald.
Way.
Show
he's
some
bald.
Respect.
He'll,
that's
he'll,
Jordan.
He's
6'7".
He'll be like, you got me because I'm bald and you have hair
still. Dude, I tell you what.
Jordan would bend you over.
You get your own shoe line. We'll let you
once in a while.
Tiger Woods would bend you. He does Navy SEAL training. He'll go do some weird kind of sneak attack on you. Come on over before you know you're bent over your ottoman.
I watched the beginning of G.I. Jane.
Exactly.
Also, that is a good point because he got that weird super buff gay body that you see walking around. Tiger Woods did. And like he went off the deep end with all of that shit. He's in GQ with
they
his shirt off
him.
And he's all buffed
I think he was
up.
Doing roids.
He did what? You know what he did? He pulled
ones,
a Joe Piscopo.
No, he was doing roids.
Tiger Woods pulled a Joe Piscopo where it's like, I'm going to be, or a Carrot Top or one of these guys where like, I'm known as this guy. I'm going to beef the fuck up and start fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, play golf, do your thing. Get all the pussy you want when you retire.
Well, see, the fact that he gave up $400 million.
For his wife.
To his wife? Make you at
and
all want to get married? Ever?
No. Yeah, to me, it's like giving up $400 million is an attack on the institution of marriage.
It really is. You're telling me because you had two kids, you deserve half my money.
She was a nanny who told Tiger to leave it in.
Yeah.
And now you have $400 million? God.
And you know
why? The American dream.
You have no reason to get married. It's just, there's no, it's really sad. I mean, there should be a website for barren women. Like, these are women unable to have children who are willing to hook up with pro athletes.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
And you don't have to. That's all you got to do is throw them a couple bucks.
Comeinme.com.
Yeah. And there's no way I could have this kid.
David Taylor told me that once. One of his friends was visiting some Jewish girl, but she was like, nah, I'm not that into it. But he mentioned that she was barren. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. You could just blast away.
Did he mention she was also 9?
That is Dave Taylor style. That is Dave Taylor's time. Do you want to get in the NBA or are we still on Tiger Woods?
Well, I'm just wondering if you think this is a thing with Tiger Woods. Is this a sign of things to come?
I think he's back. He's been playing better lately. He's been losing, but not quite as much or being in contention now.
I don't think it's going to take Tiger a lot to come back either. I think he puts a couple together, the fear will be right back
in
people.
He did also run away with this tournament. He didn't win by a stroke or two in extra holes. He won by like 3 or 4 strokes.
And he's got his next few tournaments coming up are his tournaments. Augusta's like his course. You know, if there's anything, if there's another major that Tiger would, because there was times where people were like, this motherfucker's never going to win another major again.
After saying he'll definitely beat Nicklaus's record.
Exactly.
What does he need, 4 more?
If there is another.
I think it's 6. I don't know
more.
Why.
If there's another major that he will win again, it's probably Augusta.
They had to change the course because he won by so much that first time.
Yeah, he was just dominant like we've never seen it before.
That's one of those sports, man, where you get that. It's so psychological.
Well, it's also like a Mike Tyson, where it's like he's just destroying everybody, and then he got beat, and then nobody feared him. It's like when you get to a place where nobody fears you,
and you lose the fear.
Now you really got to perform.
Tyson's a different thing though, because
I think
once Customato died,
he was just
it was like his dad died. It's like his driving force and his mentor and everything died.
Once he got rid of all the white guys in his camp,
Once Don King was the emperor and turned Tyson into Darth Vader, he just wasn't.
Is it ever a good idea, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, to get your boys from your hood to be your manager? Is that ever a good idea?
Well, they were trained in
worked for MC Hammer.
Yeah, he sold CDs out of the back of his trunk. I mean, everybody gets MC Hammer as a manager, it goes to shit.
He's managing people right now, isn't he?
What MMA fighter is he managing right now?
Somebody.
That is like, didn't make weight and then they kicked him out. Who's the guy?
Vanilla Ice? That should be it. Wouldn't that be funny if he was managing him as a fighter?
Nate Marquardt. I think he's representing Nate Marquardt,
really?
I think. Huh. Like, look where Nate Marquardt is. He's like, he can't even get in a Bellator right now.
Well, you know. Yeah. I don't know if that's a move.
What? It's not named Marquardt?
There's a T at the end of his name.
How?
I don't know. His forefathers put it there a long time ago. By the way, it's 18 wins for Nicholas, 14 for Tiger.
So he's four away.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he'll do that. Come on. The guy's like, how old is Tiger Woods? He's my age, right?
Let's see it right now. I think he might be, he's like our age. But that's getting up there. Now you're in your 40s. It's like your shit starts to go. He gets injured. He was
at what
injured
age,
2 weeks ago.
Ari, and Sam, I think you and I have talked about this before, but at what age in your life, and I imagine that it's pretty recent, did you finally realize,
what?
Although you didn't play any college sports, that you're not going pro?
First of all, it was a couple years ago. It was like a year and a half ago.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, that's a weird thing that men... You hit an age as a man where you're like... When Shaq retired from me, it was so hard because
what?
Mom, Shaq and I are the same age.
Yeah.
And his career is over now. My career is probably over now.
Because you start thinking, if I can hit every shot,
I'm at the sports retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
But there's hope for us.
Why?
Coaching.
Hello.
Very nice. Hello.
Who's going to let you coach them in anything?
Dude, don't you fucking worry about it.
By the way,
I get GM of the year.
I could see that. Maybe going to GMing.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I'd have to start as a scout somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Preferably the Atlanta Falcons or something.
Yeah. Scout. Or maybe Los Angeles, so you don't have to go anywhere.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know what? LA gets a team, an NFL team. I'm going to be employed in some way, whether it's a defensive coordinator, head coach, hot dog guy, somewhere in that little window.
By the way, that USC game we went to this year was really fun.
That was a blast. Yeah. How did we get those tickets?
You got
them from ESPN.
I won the ESPN radio contest.
That was a lot of fun.
Can I just say this?
Again, another moment where I felt old.
Yeah.
All of us.
Well, they put us in the college
section.
In the
student section.
No shit, but I've never felt, in my mind, you know what I mean? And I guess it is very realistic. Stand-up. I can bang college chicks. Yeah.
I know I'm old because I think I'm 30. That's how I know I'm old.
Yeah. In my mind, like, I'm in college chick demographic.
Yeah.
Now, understandably, doing stand-up, we can go and then wind up hooking with some young chicks or whatever. But in my mind, that's still my demographic. We went to that game and sat in a sea of 21-year-old chicks.
Super hard that entire game.
Now you're
right
really ruined.
You.
It was really hard to concentrate on the actual game.
Now you ruined the whole day for me now, because every day I'm like, oh yeah, the day you were with Ari and his 3-hour boner. The day you, Sam, Ari, and Ari's boner went to go to the Utah USC football game.
I could not concentrate. There's so many hot chicks there.
You know, I felt bad for Carlos because he's actually around their age and they're like, who's the kid with the old guys?
He looks older than all of us.
Yeah, he does, but
dude,
he's cool.
One of the vendors was like, you want a lemonade? I was like, oh, maybe. He goes, you want that alcoholic? And I was like, what? And he just pulls out from his shirt.
Oh, yeah, I remember
pulls
that.
Out a bottle of vodka, like a little mini bottle. And I was like,
why are you sneaking that?
Yeah, and I was like, I said no, but I wanted to know how much it would have been. I just wasn't drinking that day. But
yeah,
like,
you asked him, right?
Yeah.
The vendor, not just
I was
so
like,
people
what do you
know.
Mean? Yeah.
The guy walking up and down selling all the lemonades also had like a little
his
secret
little
thing of those.
Oh, he's doing a little side action?
Yeah. He had you want me to fucking slam some vodka in there for some extra side cash for him.
Oh,
yeah.
Breaking news.
How much was it?
I don't know. I
remember
out a little bit.
It was like the lemonade was expensive. It was
like, because it was already $7.50.
It was like $8 for a lemonade, but then it was like
I don't think I remembered asking him what
bucks.
It was. I was
you like, did, because I remember being like, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
It was like 12 bucks. Another prices. $4 or something, he's going to load you up with vodka.
Yeah, man. You know, it's very funny because I have a very edgy act. I always get booked for young people shows.
Uh-huh. They're
like, oh, come to the Love It. And then I walk up, they're like, who's
ew.
The old guy?
Yeah,
they and then I crush because I'm a grown man.
Remember when you and I were in a bar in that, we did that Bar Lubitsch show and there was that chick in there and for the first time in Sam and mine's life because she was underage. She had a fake ID.
The redhead?
For the first time, Sam and I were in a bar where there was a girl in there and we were twice her age.
Remember
that?
I remember that.
How
that
old
was
she?
So
she was
awesome.
Like 18 or something.
But she was flirting with us.
She was a model. She was really hot and she just had a fake ID. And I never in a million years would I guess she was 19.
I'm really working the daddy issues angle. That's a real, you know, market for me, the mind right now.
Oh, yeah. Everybody goes through that. That's why one of my exes told me. She's like, every guy goes through that.
You know, it's weird when you're like, when, you know, we're at the USC game and we're literally in a sea of, you know, we're in the student section.
USC is like one of the hottest campus, too. Yeah. Like, it's always like top five for hottest
places. Well, there's the girls going there.
Unbelievable hot chicks.
This is how he's breathing the whole time.
Yeah. And now that I know you had a raging heart on it, it totally ruins the whole day for me. But like, you know, when you're getting old, when you're like all the, you know, there's like all the students are like standing on the edge of the seats and jumping around, and I'm like, you guys be careful over there, it looks like you might fall down. You don't want to fall down.
I was like, sit down, they're blocking the view.
They're passing people over their heads and they're like doing push-ups on other people every time they would score, and I'm like, don't drop her, young man.
But here's the thing, those girls with, they're so fucking liberal now, they're just fucking left and right. Like in college I got laid a lot, but I couldn't imagine
everybody got laid a lot.
The number I could put up right now if I was in like 20 in college, the numbers I could put up. It's almost like Wilt Chamberlain where you're like, if he played today, the numbers he could put up. I feel like when I look at girls
well,
in college.
Well, you feel like that about high school too, like if I, college especially.
High school, but yeah, college.
Because college, once
high school I did no damage. In college, it went nuts.
Yeah,
college would have been the one. Because also girls are new and they're going to experiment. They're not worried about what their friends think about
them. College is
they put on that freshman 15. Their parents aren't around. They want someone to let them know they're sexy. Boom. I'm just crushing.
Wait a minute. Okay. Real quick pause. Do their parents let them know they're sexy at home?
No, their parents are around, so they don't have anyone like mirroring and be like, hey, you can't do that.
Oh, you can't.
It's like this moment of freedom. And that's why they gain so much weight, because they're always eating.
No curfew. No nothing.
And booze for the first time in their lives.
Booze.
It's unadulterated boozing. No one's stopping them. The bars are saying, yeah, we're the bar that lets people in.
Right.
Where the bar doesn't check IDs that hard.
Yeah, nobody's stopping the hot 19-year-old from coming into the bar.
I had a fake ID when I was 19. Yeah. That all it said was, I'm 21, and it had like a stick figure picture of me. It kind of looked like me. Literally, it looked like a blind 4-year-old made this fucking thing. And by the way, I'm not kidding. I really had that, you know, and I would go to bars that I knew I could get in, and I would just flash that fucking thing that it looked like a retarded 5-year-old.
They were instructed.
I'm 21, and the 2 was backwards, and it was like a dumb stick figure that would—it really looked like a 4-year-old.
When I used to check the doors of the Comedy Store, I hated the job so much. When I checked IDs, I would just look straight for the year, not look at all. Like it could have been an Asian lady giving me a picture of a black man. I just look at the date.
Well, there was a girl I was hanging out with one time in Niagara Falls, and she was my cousin's friend.
Nice.
And she's like, I once got into a bar with a guy at ISD. I'm like, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
Probably.
I wouldn't be bragging about that, mister.
This guy thought I was a legal man. You know? That's just horrible.
He had a big mussy. He had like facial hair like Ari. And he does one of these. He like looks at it, then looks at her, then looks at it. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day, sir.
2 minutes. Can I just say this before we cut the break?
No. Yeah. No. Don't let him say it.
Because I asked?
Go ahead, say
all right.
It. I'm just
you said, you. I just want a correction. You said none of us played college sports. I actually played golf at University of Yeshiva University.
I mean, a real university.
Division III. What's wrong with Division III?
No, because it's
I
a Jewish college that's
I got a
not
letter.
Real athletes.
I got a letter.
Is it a club sport?
I had a letter. No, real golf. We played against other schools.
No, I'm saying, okay, but no scholarship, no nothing.
Nope, no scholarship. I had to make my way onto the team. It wasn't.
I can't give you points.
Why?
I bet I could beat you in golf.
Oh, I'm sure you. I think I was the worst player in all of the NCAA that year. But I got my letter, my Y.
I can't give you points.
And you can't
back.
Beat me at golf. There's no way you can beat me at golf.
Bag of bets.
I just shot a 68.
Dude, there's no... On what? Putt?
71 on the back nine. So I'm pretty sure that I...
I haven't played in a year and a half. There's no way you could beat me.
I bet I could beat you, and I will willing to go bag of bets on it.
Are you really?
We'll discuss the terms
you
of
You never
it.
Play. By the rules?
I grew up on a golf course.
By rules? By playing by the rules?
Straight up rules, hitting from the white tees.
I will be there. I will make sure it's authentic.
I'm fine with that. You want to go 9 holes, 18 holes?
I'll bag it, whatever you want. You're losing after one hole. You're never catching back up.
You're always losing after one hole, boner boy.
All right,
I'll bag of bets you on it if you want.
I am absolutely into the bag of bets.
All right,
on
give
our
me
golf.
The bag.
We'll pick it out. You want to pick now?
Whatever
Renee
pulls
it out. We'll do it a little bit later.
All right, we're going to take a
break. Yeah, we'll let Renee do it.
The guy on the lines, hang out. We're going to come to you because we're going to talk basketball.
Anyone from Chilliwack, that's definitely Canadian.
Yeah, Chilliwack in the... Downstairs.
And we're back.
All right, guys. If you're in L.A., why don't you come down to the John Lovitz Club? We're having happy hour here all day long.
Every Tuesday.
Some people don't know, this place that we do this podcast is also a comedy club / bar, so they're trying to sell drinks. So if you want to come down here, it's Universal City Walk, and watch a movie afterwards or something, and they play the podcast like live on a big screen. So.
Yeah, from 3 to 11, you can watch all the podcasts on a giant screen.
Get lotto.
$3 beers, which is a great deal, and $3 valet, and I think it's usually like $15 to valet.
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
Really cool,
so,
man.
$3 to valet, $3 beers.
I love when you get cheap valet. And you feel like a winner.
Yeah,
I know.
You're like, I'll pay for it, m'lady.
I know.
It's like
$1.50. Your money's no good here, ma'am. Here's a dollar.
And we're gonna do a live Punch Drunk. We were just talking about maybe trying to get a big name sports celebrity come in with us, join us on stage, and talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good idea. Some club.
Yeah,
I'm in on it.
Yeah, let's do it.
We probably won't be able to question black people on that podcast.
Why?
We have a celebrity. Well, because
Why?
They don't like that.
One of our celebrities is a black person that wants to, and like we could do a segment called Ask a Black Guy a Question.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I love asking black people
questions. Okay, settle down. We haven't asked a single black guy, but sure.
Yeah.
Note to self, meet black guy.
Okay. No one talked about my black cock hat. It's a tribute to the black cock bomb.
Which, by the way, I've just... Been
gone far on
yeah,
fire.
You've become the Michael Jordan of Black Hawk.
I mean, I say people I don't even know.
Lightweight.
And it's like, what? How did you even know him, Tebow?
Yeah, the guy
I met in England once.
Uh-huh.
No, it's like,
I just find people's phones sitting there.
Yeah. And I got somebody at South by Southwest.
Oh, you told me about that.
Cameron Esposito, this comedian.
And you cock-bombed him, or you went into
It's a girl. She's a lesbian chick. She left her phone... In like the backstage area where you walk in before, they just left it there.
Rookie move, lesbian.
Yeah. Exactly. And I was like, I'm sorry, I have to
Pete
do this.
I got Pete C the other day and he's like, hold my phone. And so I was holding his phone.
Why would he do that?
And I'm like, really? And I went right into Twitter.
That's like going to Sadusky, hold my child.
I tweeted how much he loves black dick. No, actually what I tweeted was, God, I love black cock so much. Want to gobble one up with my asshole.
And then did you put the Teeb or would you re-
Yes. Okay. And then I added myself in it.
Okay.
At the Teeb.
You are
That's
a classic.
Where I messed up. Yeah. Teeb, I don't know if you guys know this. Teeb has a thing of just.
You guys started it.
I started it.
Really?
No, it was when you two were on the road together.
No, I actually hit Adam Hunter originally. Then I hit.
You got me on the road?
Yeah. When we did the Monsters of Comedy.
That's what you got me into Gummy Bears.
Because he sent me a picture of how much you like dick on Facebook. Like he did your thing.
No, somebody put that on your phone. How much you love dick, and then you got him. How much you love dick on Facebook, and then I sent you a picture.
Oh, and then you got kicked off
of
Facebook.
A guy with
and
just
they
an
shut
oak
your
tree,
page down.
Just an oak tree dick,
and they shut your page down.
Yeah, I try to act like, oh, I don't know what I did, and they're like, was this picture by you? And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes,
and they put me back up.
Yes, you're right.
So good stuff coming on here, man. I love what the Toad Hop Network's doing. I'm honored that we're on it, and
it's so
a lot
cool
of our friends
here,
are
right?
coming over here now. Yeah. The Schmoes are coming here.
Are they really?
Yeah, I
oh,
saw
that's cool.
that.
I just did
that. Ahmed's on here, so that's gonna be great. You know, he's gonna have the best guest.
Ahmed? Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's
like
high
powered guest. He'll have like Tom Cruise on. He'll just have everybody.
Him yeah. Fucking
he's
Vince
just weird.
Vaughn.
He's famous.
He knows.
And he just got on a TV
so
show, but
people.
He's famous without being famous. He has all the perks of fame and none of the negatives.
No.
Like
nobody
he can go anywhere
him.
He wants.
He gets into any club.
But he bangs everything that all these super hot chicks.
It used to be if you asked Ahmed, like, hey, I'm going to this club, do I get he goes, ask for Barry, tell him you know me.
Yeah, he was really good for that.
Okay.
Or like, dude, I got like some friends in town. Can you put like 8 people on the list at whatever douchebag club there is?
Oh, just call all the douchebag clubs.
Done
you're good.
Done deal.
I'm trying to get in douchebag. Can you put me on the list?
Should we say dates right now before we forget? Or what do you
yeah, let's do dates, and then we got some callers, and we want to talk
we'll do
NBA.
Dates. We'll do callers. We'll do NBA. And I know this weekend,
yeah,
where there's four good shows, La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, you guys are both going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be out there. And if you are.
And we'll be watching the Final Four at the Comedy Condo, I'm assuming.
Yep. I'm bringing my dog. Pollyanna's a coming.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Wow.
So it's me, the Teeb, Sarah Tiana. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that. And if you tweet who you think my favorite porn star is, they're going to give you two free tickets to the show this weekend. I have her in my head.
Who it is already.
You know who she is. We talked about her, but you can't say her name. But I.
Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah, I was going to guess that's even Steele.
Thank you.
No, you know who it is. We talked about it. And we might have mentioned that she actually went to the last Naughty show. And it's. I'm just picking her for this contest. I don't
is
have.
Is yours a, mine? Is that the one we talked about?
Yeah, we just talked about.
Oh. Wait, is this your current favorite or your favorite of all time?
My current favorite.
Yeah, because you must go back and forth on favorites
well,
a bunch.
Dude, you're I have a bunch of them that I love that I think are very cool. Actually, I have two, so if you can name one of the two, I'll give it to you.
You'll accept.
But
what do you get? Free tickets?
Free tickets to the show.
In La Jolla.
I really hope Death Squad comes out, too, and Toad Hop. I'd love to see everybody talk, just... Because last time we were out,
last time it was great. There were so many fans of the podcast came out, so please come out.
Two shows Friday,
hang out
Saturday.
With us. We took fucking 15 troopers back to the condo and
really?
Some real crazy,
oh, crazy
shit.
Dude,
I know the number. I know the number for the Comedy Store if you want to get tickets.
It
was crazy.
It's one of the few I remember. 858-454-9176. That might also be the owner of the Comedy Store's direct number. I don't know.
Hold on. Are you going to go through all your dates or you want to just do a couple of them?
No, I'm just going to do next few weeks.
Okay, what are they?
I got my storyteller show tonight. I want to hear about this
condo.
Oh,
is it tonight?
Tonight. Bullies. Bunch of good people. $5 at the Improv. But then Vancouver this coming weekend. Philadelphia the first weekend in April. At the Helium. Vancouver's Comedy Mix. And then the week after that, Addison Improv.
And by the way, Ari sent me his logo for his t-shirts that he's getting done.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking badass, dude. You're going to have some really cool merch that people can buy.
Who's doing your t-shirts?
This guy, Ted Park, who used to do Tricosta stuff. He did those Korean zombie shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He designed mine.
Yeah.
Can you hook me up with him, or is that a weird connection that you want to keep to yourself?
No. What do you mean? He's an artist.
Okay, cool. I love him up because I have a couple ideas. I need some.
What is it, like a booty call or something? Like, nah, dude, you can't fuck this
one. No. It's like, it could be something like a special kind of hookup. He's a fan of Ari.
Yeah,
I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Minnesota April 11th through the 15th.
That's where I got almost arrested for hiding edibles.
That's why I love you.
Great club owner.
April 17th, Viper Room, the second installment of pole dancing karaoke competition. We're working on a very special celebrity judge.
Is that a Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
I'm going to come to that.
Please do, because you'll have the best time ever.
April 17th.
And then at the end of April, I'll be at the Comedy Strip in West Edmonton.
Comic Strip.
And also, Monday, this coming Monday, the 2nd, I believe, is my next Bar Lubitsch show.
Boom. All right.
No, that was him for Comedy Strip.
Let's talk NBA.
And I think we have Andy. I think we have Dave Foley and Andy Dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me and
Bar Lubitsch?
Yeah.
When is that?
Monday.
Dave Foley and Andy Dick. That's
one's
nice.
Good. One's good.
Jeff Richards.
One's good.
One's funny and one's funny.
Freddie Lockhart.
One is a train wreck.
Freddie Lockhart. Yeah, but that's going to be fun to watch.
That could be.
Wait, what happened in the condo? 15 people back there?
We talked about it on another podcast. Basically, it ended up with a girl being naked, telling us jokes, and a popsicle being shoved in her vagina.
While
it was literally one of the greatest nights of
fucking her with a popsicle. And literally, Sam and I are sitting on the couch eating. We're eating baby carrots, and we're watching this like a 5-year-old would watch cartoons. There's this crazy naked, she kind of looked like Snooki, and a crazy drunk chick, and she's, I would describe it as...
We should see if Hinchcliffe can come down with us, because he did bring some funny shit with us.
This other girl is just plunger fucking her with a popsicle.
Really?
Oh yeah, dude, it was crazy.
And like punching her with this, it was a frozen yeast infection.
Wait, the whole popsicle?
Yeah.
You don't understand, when Tebow and I go on the road...
The whole popsicle was gone?
The ice was still on there?
No, it was one of those, just a frozen kind of like...
But it wasn't just stick.
No, it was icing.
No, it was a brand new popsicle.
Wow.
It was a frozen dildo.
Wow. Dude, you don't understand, when Tebow and I go on the road, it's chaos, bro.
Wow. Tebow doesn't even booze anymore, though.
Did you hear about us in Arizona?
I heard about Arizona. That was pretty epic.
I don't know. I'm trying to get back there. I might have scared him with that, but I don't give a fuck because that's what the party is about.
Literally, and Tripoli and I are sitting on the couch, eating baby carrots, mm-hmm. watching this unfold.
Why this other chick's like cousin is on the floor throwing up carrots? It was the craziest night. She's doing her whole act naked to us.
She wanted to do stand-up.
One of our laps, and the other girl starts plunging her with a popsicle.
Just out of the blue?
Out of the blue. Could not have been more out of the blue. Not a single person was like,
"Hey, I gotta punch her with a popsicle."
She's like, do you guys want me to take my clothes off? And we're like, sure.
Sure, okay.
She takes her clothes off. And now the other drunk girl gets really mad and she's crazy. And so she's fighting with me and Tripoli and Janelle, the manager down there.
What?
She was there too. She's fighting with us being this mean drunk girl. And the other girl was just sitting there quietly. And then every now and then she would go, should I put my clothes back on now?
And
me and Sam and Janelle would turn to her and be like, no. And then we'd turn back and start arguing with this crazy chick.
We had to kick this girl out.
No.
So that's what we're going on. Hit me up if you want to get in.
So this will be our triumphant return to La Jolla.
That's awesome.
Dude, I could have had a couple fucking in the green room. They were up for it, but I decided not to do it because I was tired.
Dude, did you see? I think it's Janelle or somebody at the La Jolla Comedy Store tweeted to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Tripoli and Tebow are coming back to the comedy store in La Jolla. I'm going to make sure there's popsicles in the freezer in the condo.
Yes!
I was like, oh, I forgot about that crazy fucking night.
Did anybody bone at that? I think
Tony did.
Tony was.
Okay. Tony knew this crazy girl.
She used to smoke meth with Tom Sizemore.
Oh, that's really good.
She's never done stand-up before. She wanted to try doing stand-up.
Yeah,
and she's like, do you mind if I? And everybody's drunk. I'm chain smoking. Like, I don't drink anymore.
Go for it.
And she goes, do you mind if I try my stand up act for everybody? And I can't remember if it was. It might have been Tripoli. I can't remember who I was. Like,
freezing in here.
Only if you do your act completely naked, and like almost like you're like almost
either way, either no
like if you
or we're
said, yeah, but please take your hat off first.
Right.
It was that easily much of a done deal. So she's standing there naked running all these retarded jokes by us about how New York City, you know, she thought she caused 9/11.
Yeah. Like, there was definitely some little bits of crystal meth stuck in that brain still.
She was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I love when you read a girl where you're like, look, I'm not even going to do anything here, but you're crazy on drugs right now, and
let's
I'm going to take advantage.
See how crazy that. Yeah.
I'm not going to hurt you
I'm
in any way.
I'm not going to try to have sex with you or anything, but let's see.
I'm going to be entertained.
How crazy
you can get.
Everybody in this room is willing to
get.
Because I'm
tour.
Willing to bet I'm my me and Sam's level of we're cool with this craziness
is beyond
is
what she's
well beyond
to.
What you are willing to do.
Oh yeah.
When we walked in the elevator in that Arizona gig and there was those two college kids, they were literally fucking in the elevator.
Yeah.
Elevator door opens, there's two people. And you know, as the door goes to close, like
they
like,
were fucking in the elevator?
Fucking in the elevator. At the exact
same time it opened, you guys saw it?
Yes,
and you're like,
opens,
oh, wait.
They're fucking. As it goes to close, Sam and I both jam our arms in
we
the thing.
We just all run in.
And we get in
the
elevator with them. We get in the elevator with them. And we're like, keep fucking. And they're like, oh, no, there's nothing to see here. She's constantly, you know, his pants are on the floor.
His dick is flapping in the wind.
Her dress was pulled up to her nipples. Elevator door opens, and everybody that was trying to get in the elevator is shocked, and they're shocked to see that the elevator door
just
opened.
I wasn't shocked. I was laughing.
You guys
yes,
went
we were
in,
laughing.
You went in?
As
yeah,
the door
and the door
shuts,
shut, and we rolled
shuts,
down with them.
Wow.
As the door is shutting, Sam and I both jam our arms in there like, we're getting right in this motherfucker.
Then we saw some people fucking in the cars too. We walked in, this guy was jamming one of the dildos we gave away into his girl.
What?
And then he started banging her.
I don't know what it is.
I'm the only guy who doesn't get laid in Arizona. I'm the only guy.
They hate Jews out there, bro.
Maybe that's what it is. They're so,
no!
They're so
I'm only kidding.
I was going to say, first of all, Arizona University.
you can really say that about a lot. Isn't that Maryland University also?
Dude, I don't think it's Arizona University.
Dude, that's a buddy of mine went there and he said that's what they call it.
I thought it was Arizona Cocaine University.
Well, of course. I mean, cocaine and Jews are like peanut butter and jelly. Is that right, Ari? Is that because of your Junos that you do a lot of coke?
I think we should...
No offense. I know that
I don't think you do a lot of coke.
Way.
Okay. You never did coke.
I never. I touched it a few times. I wasn't scared of it.
Me too. I touched it a few times.
I touched it a couple times.
I've touched it a couple times.
I don't mind, though. Whatever your drug is, I'm always like, do your drug, man. Whatever you got.
Me too. As long as it's not fucking heroin
or like three days on crystal meth.
I will say this. Coke is annoying on people.
Oh, God. It's the worst.
It is worst,
coke,
but it's
energy.
Great for
I'm sure it's fun to do.
It's great for a bank robbery. It's great for a bank robbery.
It's great for boning. Like back in the day when I did it.
I thought everyone couldn't get boners on it.
I can't. That's a misnomer?
No, that's true.
You gotta get a girl who knows that, who's been in that situation before and knows what she has to do.
She's like, I'll just blow you for 3 minutes.
It's fine. No, she'll blow you to get it going, then it's just coke fucking.
Then on.
And yeah. I'm against it.
I'm always in favor of that.
Really?
You're against it?
Dude, the face that you made.
The Greg Wilson's going, yeah.
Talking about coke fucking. Get in here, Greg.
Done that.
Make sure he's on camera.
Good old coke fucking. Yeah. Greg's been with me on a couple crazy gigs.
Greg has snorted coke out of a woman's vagina. I'm almost positive.
Let's get to some NBA news real quick because we're running out of time.
This is actually a decent segue. Coke to NBA.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it right there.
We'll call this a Len Bias segment. I wanted to talk about the NBA. I'm loving what's going on.
Clippers aren't making the playoffs.
No, you're totally wrong. They're doing great. You're fucking wrong.
Clippers are close. I know. They're about two games out from that last spot. But
yep.
Yeah, but they're also two games away from the third.
I agree with you, dude. Trust me, me and you are on the same page on this, Triple. He called me and was busting my balls the other
day. Okay, but I'll tell you this. Didn't they start off far and away? Like, the last...
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you take away the first 15 games, they're in bad shape.
Every team in this league...
No, I think they'll make it. I think they'll make it because we got to beat Milwaukee.
Every team in this league is going through an ebb and flow because nobody can practice. They're literally just streetballing it right now.
Everybody in this league?
No, everybody in this league is going to go through an up and down. Oklahoma went where they lost like 3 out of 5. You're going to go through that.
We lost
10 out of 18. I'll give you that. Sure. That was a bad run.
But we lost
Chauncey Phillips. We were bringing in 3 or 4 different new players. You have to work everybody in. Now we got a good team. But hey, Tebow, real quick, I know not everybody's Clipper fans. What do you think about moving Caron Butler to the second unit, moving Bobby Simmons to the first unit, then have Nick Young as our shooting guard? Now you got a whole bunch of firepower on that second unit.
I like that.
Caron Butler is starting to look slow, but he could just feast on second teamers.
Yeah, and just shoot.
Yeah, I think those three guys could light some shit up.
I have no problem with that.
We got a Clipper fan on the phone.
Really?
Oh, we do?
I mean,
there's no way. This is real. Let's see what this is.
Hit up the guy who's been on the phone forever.
It's Sam Tripoli calling.
Okay, we'll get to Dan in a second. Kenny with the Clippers? Do you have something to say about the Clippers?
Yes, sir.
What do you got to say, brother?
First of all, I love you.
I've been a Clipper fan for like 20 years.
Yes, whoa, dude. Awesome. Thanks for calling in, man. Spread the word with all the Clipper fans. You got Clipper.
No, I've been podcasting, so like when you guys are on, I never get a chance to call in. But what's up? Can I get in the suite with you guys or what? You know?
You heard about me?
Oh, you want to go to the Clipper Suite? We should do that.
I told a story about me and you.
We should talk to Joe King and we'll do like, hey man, if you got an
fan
extra ticket,
appreciation,
yeah, and then we'll show up. The guy will be schizophrenic or something.
We'll let you know how many.
It's always going to be a bad idea.
Yeah,
we'll let you know how many tickets we have.
As long as you can send us your police reports and your background, anything, so we can do a background check on you. We'd love to have you in the suite.
I tell you what, based on your voice so far, and you're LA native, right? You grew up in LA.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to high school?
I went to a small high school. It's called Downtown Business Magnet in downtown LA.
What's your ATM PIN number?
So you heard what I was talking about. You heard what I was saying about possibly moving Caron to the second team. What do you think about that?
If Mo was still playing, he's out for 2 weeks, I would say yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mo Williams is the linchpin of that.
Ron really doesn't get his own shot off like that.
Yeah, if we're full strength, we're talking full strength. I like a second unit of Randy Foyd, Mo Williams, Caron Butler, and then you just have both. Who's the big rebounder that we got? That's awesome.
Blake Evans.
And then you have
Reggie Evans,
and who else is in our second unit? That's awesome. That's used to be a first-round draft pick, first pick in the draft.
They got to worry more about Chris Paul not screaming at everybody.
He should scream at people.
Yeah, that's his job, dude. That's your gig.
Nah, you just control.
I like that second unit, man, because you have Nick Young, CP3, and Blake Griffin being able to light up for the first unit.
Right.
Then you have that nice second unit of just firepower.
And Jordan.
What do you think about DeAndre? I know I may have missed some shows, but what did you think about him possibly getting fired?
I don't think they're going to fire him. I think that was just a blogger.
You're talking
just
about Del Negro?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to get fired.
I don't know, dude. I hear what you're saying about that, Sam. But, dude, with as much talk as how much talent that team has had, if they miss the playoffs, he's fucking fired.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I think he should be fired
and
now.
And if they get blown out in round one of the playoffs, like a three-game sweep kind of a thing,
because
I think the first round
also
is best of five,
fired.
You're gone, bro. You got too much talent to not get deep into the fucking playoffs.
Here's what I would like to
happen. You agree with that?
The expectations got way bigger.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get fired this year, but, you know.
He might not get renewed. This is his last year of his contract. They didn't give him another one. They only signed him for 2 years.
Yeah, it's going to depend on him. One, if he doesn't make the playoffs, he's gone. But also, if he goes far in the playoffs, then they'll re-sign him.
I would like
the NBA championship.
I would love if they got Mike Woodson. Because he's on New York right now, and he's doing really well, but they want Phil Jackson so badly. So unless he wins a championship, they're probably not going to re-sign him. That guy got Atlanta. He turned that organization around into a pretty good team that made the playoffs all the time. I'd like to. He's great on defense, and he can up and down
score. You
know
who they're going to sign instead? George fucking Karl. They're going to get a loser to come in there.
Go ahead, bro.
What do you think about that Negro's rotation?
Some
players getting time this game and then the next game, you know, like. It's not a consistent rotation.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. To me, in my head of trying to understand that. Is like, I think he's trying to, and especially with the Billups injury, I think he's trying to, like,
figure out.
Yeah, what combinations do work so when they get into this postseason, they know what kind of combinations work with who. It's weird when you have a guy like Billups that they literally signed him to run with the first team, but to run the second team.
Right.
And when you lose him, it fucks a lot of fucking things up.
That's your quarterback.
Yeah, kind of, man. Yeah.
Well, he's a guy that you're not afraid when, you know, because we dominate people for three quarters, and then that fourth quarter we get tired. He's a guy you're not afraid to get the ball to hit the killer shot.
Yeah, somebody gets in foul trouble, it's like, go for it.
But I like Nick Young a lot. I like Nick Young.
That's my boy. I know Nick personally.
Well, hey, dude, if you can get Nick Young to call in here, we'll get you in the suite. We'll get you on the podcast. Nick Young.
Hang on.
Can you get Nick Young's suite?
Yeah, why don't you get Nick Young's
suite? Yeah, get us in a suite, asshole.
I love Nick Young.
I love. Got the suite.
What's that? He doesn't have one?
I said, you already have this suite.
Yeah, we
That's true.
We want two suites.
I'm tired of sitting next to Sam. I want us to have our own suite.
We want one suite to watch a game, one suite to bone chicks in the suite. Wouldn't you like that, the bone in the Staples Center?
Can we get Renee just to work the door and just silently let people in or not let them in?
Yeah.
Just give the Mutombo finger to anyone who's not allowed
in. Yeah, that's all you're allowed to do is Mutombo fingers. But yeah, man, I appreciate the call. I think the Clippers are going to make it. I think people just are assuming that the Lakers are going to have a better record. I'm thinking, man, it's like the last 20 games, people are going to start getting tired because the games are game on top of game on top
of
game.
That is when age catches up to you most is playoffs, late season and playoffs.
Do you think they'll move up from the spot they're in, or you think they're looking at Dallas in the first round?
I mean, dude, here's what I either want the 3 seed or the 6 seed, and I want the Lakers to either be the 3 seed or the 6 seed.
I want to play them first round.
I love it, dude.
I'm with you, dude.
Well, it would be the 4-5 matchup.
No, it couldn't be because one of them has to win the.
Yeah,
the
you're
division.
Right. Yeah, one of them has to win. Well, they can. In the 4 seed, they can win. No, you're right. They've got to be top 3. So I would love to play them first round because I think we could own them.
Either round would be great.
And Nick Young loves lighting up the Lakers.
And also, man, nothing kills live stand-up in Los Angeles like the Lakers playoff run.
If they play against the Clippers, no one's going to be at a show. I'm just canceling all my shows
like
that week.
But you know what? That's fine because if the Lakers get bounced first round, you know, comedy's back.
Yeah.
Now, they go to 7 games every series and they make it to the finals, which goes 7 games. And
worst.
It's 2 months of people fucking being like,
the worst.
Dude, Lakers tonight, man. I can't go to your show.
And you don't know. 2 weeks ahead of time, you don't know when they're going to play.
Yeah, you have no idea. So
that's the worst because you and I, we all have shows.
Yeah. Schedule around something.
Last year, I got lucky. I didn't get one playoff game in and we packed it. I actually had a naughty show during a Laker game that was packed. And I was like, that's a sign of you got a good show. But
I want them to lose or win in 4.
By the way, do you want to do this golf bag of bets? Because right now,
can I ask you one quick question?
Sure, buddy.
Real quick, and then we'll get into that.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny. Call in again.
Call in on the Clips.
If Dallas, let's say, buys out Lamar Odom because they're sick and tired of him,
the Lakers
sign
him.
Do the Clippers
sign him or do the Clippers go after him?
Either one of those would be a perfect idea to do.
But do
we'll
the
do
Lakers
bag
want
bets
him?
Next week? I think that's what we'll do.
Why, are we almost done?
Yeah, we got like a minute left.
All right. We already have people on Twitter thinking that you are going to beat me in golf.
Oh, people who
okay,
know.
Okay, give me the bag.
Then
let's
pick the bag out right now because I don't want you fucking backing out of this shit.
I'm not backing out of shit, bro.
Okay. Renee, pick out. Let the Mexican pick out a bag. Here we go, buddy. This is Renee. He's
trying to get on the air.
Here we go. Pick out anything out of the bag. Don't look
just
at it.
Just grab one.
How many holes are we playing? 9 or 18?
18.
Oh, man. 18 a long?
But
18
you can call. If you're crushing him by 9, we call.
There's none of that.
Here we go.
We're going to play 9 at Roosevelt.
Okay.
Please read. Here we go.
18 holes from the white tees. T. Benari playing golf.
And then we're going to have big.
I just ripped it.
That's fine.
Okay. Hot and heavy's coming up.
By the way, if you have bets for our bag of bets, send them in.
The handwriting of a blind baby, by the way.
You have to watch every episode of Whitney.
Back to back.
It's going to take it's 22 episodes.
Sorry, you got to watch it.
It's 11 hours, probably without commercials, 9.5. Oh, fuck. All right.
And it's a whole day of every episode of Whitney.
You do it on Hulu,
you're minus the commercial breaks. You could probably bang it all out in a 9-hour day.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're talking like you're already going to lose.
No.
Well, I'm not worried about it.
Jews consider all possibilities.
Winners don't. Enjoy Whitney, fuckface.
Oh, all right, guys. We'll see you next week. And enjoy Hot and Heavy, everybody. Take care. Toad Network out.